Hey everybody, welcome to the second episode of the Scott Does Stuff podcast. I know what you're thinking. Actually, I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm going to pretend I know what you're thinking by telling you what I think you should be thinking, because I'm right and you would be right if you thought this. Hey Scott, you did a podcast, like 5 months ago with the Scott Does Stuff podcast, and then you didn't do another one? Yeah, I know. I really don't have a good excuse as to why this is only the second one in since February. All I can say is I've been lazy. Here's part of the thing. I'm not sure if I mentioned this because I haven't listened to it in 4 months, but I have medication I take for my social anxiety and depression type thing. And I recently had it boosted. What? Up to dosage increase. There we go. I recently had a dosage increase, which is great, but not great at the same time. Because what happens is, when I have less of an issue being socially, social anxiety. I feel less awkward in public, but at the same time, since I have less emotions or feelings in a way, which means that I really don't care about things that I should at some points, where my motivation just kind of goes away at points where I'm like, I could go in public because I don't feel anxious, but at the same time, what's going in public going to do for me? It's not going to benefit me any. I'm not going to feel any better. So why bother? You know, it's like the motivation for getting up and doing stuff kind of lacks, but I'm not awkward when I go in public anymore. I mean, I still am a little bit, but I don't avoid going in public because of how I'll feel. I just don't go in public because I don't feel like I want to. Does that make any sense? I see one of you nodding. So that's good. At least one of you understands. But the other thing that's come along with this medication increase, I've been sleeping like shit lately. It started to plateau, not plateau, but it started to bounce back, and I can sleep better. But when I first was increasing it, I slept like shit. I would go to bed and wouldn't fall asleep for a long time. And when I did, I had the weirdest dreams. Like I had I don't even know how to describe it, because you know when you're like, oh, I had a dream and it felt so real. And I'm like, yeah, that's every night. But, like, I've had dreams that felt real. But these were, like, beyond real. It was almost like when I woke up, I was like, is this that ancient classic? That classic saying. It's like, oh, when we dream about being a butterfly, are we humans dreaming about being a butterfly? Or are we butterflies dreaming to be humans? I didn't know at the time. And right now I'm still kind of in the boat of, I remember talking about this with somebody. Was I talking about this? Did this happen, or is this a dream that I had? Like, I really can't differentiate memories from dreams at some points. So that's not the best thing that's going on. But anyways, yeah, I was having, like, just the most weirdest dreams. I can't even think of any right now. I'm sorry, guys. But I know how some people just get really pissed off about listening to dreams. Because, like, oh, yeah, boring. If I'm not in it, I don't care, you know? Because everyone's like, yeah, we all have dreams. They're all weird. But it was, it was, like, I mean, there was episodes, like, there was recurring things in dreams where, like, I would just get mad at people that I knew, and I was just like start screaming at them, and they're like, yeah, I don't care, I don't give a shit. and then I would just fucking like run off and try to, and people would just be dying left and right, and it was like, and I would wake up, I would be like frightened at some points, and like I would wake up talking in my sleep, and it was just, I would have these really emotional dreams, and I would wake up, and I would just be emotionally exhausted the next day, and from not being much sleep, and then being exhausted from your dreams in the morning, it was a rough like month that I had to get used to the medication again, being upcreased. There we go. That's what I wanted to do. Oh yeah. So yeah, basically the motivation of me wanting to do this podcast, I shouldn't say motivate. I still have the motivation to do it, but when I get home from work and I'm like, all right, I'm tired and I want to do this, and I realize I have to pull out the microphone, excuse me, and I have to open a program and talk and sit here for like however long and listen to and edit stuff. I'm like, bleh. I don't know. I just it made me just not want to do it. I was hoping for like podcasts where I didn't have to edit them, and so I was just putting out what the least amount of work I had to worry about. But I was, yeah, it was a rough couple of months, because I didn't even, if you listen to the Scott Ruinger podcast, like I didn't even send out Facebook invites or like tell people when like the last two episodes are recording. And then this month I didn't even have we didn't even record one because I didn't sign up in time for selecting it, making sure I had the club that night. Oh shit, guys, this is hopefully just a short, small little thing, and then we'll be back to every single freaking week uploading stuff, because like, well, the fact that I'm recording this one right here, yo, we're recording it now, son of a bitch. There you go. I'm just being sick too. I had a really bad cold a few weeks back, and it sucks when you have a cold in the summer, because in the winter it just makes sense, because you're like, it's all cold outside, and you come inside and it's warm, and you're just like, well, at least if I have a cold in the winter, I can just snuggle up in bed and then just burrow into 7 blankets and hot cocoa, and not hot cocoa, but like hot tea, and just relax and take a nap and watch movies. But when I had a really bad cold, just a few weeks back, it's summer. I mean, it's not necessarily hot out, but it's a little humid because it's been raining for the last year and a half, it seems. So it's like humid and then a little warm because my bedroom's on the second floor, so heat rises, and I just like, I have a cold and I don't feel great. And I can't just snuggle up in blankets because otherwise I'll sweat my face off. So I just lay on my bed with a sheet, and then it's like, this isn't the same. I can't have hot cocoa because or hot tea. It's warm, and then I have sneezes, and it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. But at first I thought it was like allergies, because I cleaned my room for the first time in a long time, and by that I mean like I moved stuff around, so like behind dressers and underneath. Underneath the back of a desk and underneath my bed, I can't reach it every single day. Like, I vacuumed every square inch and there was dust everywhere. And I thought, the next day I woke up, I'm like, oh, my throat's sore. I must be allergies. And the cottonwood is blowing around. I'm like, yep, definitely allergies. And then like 2 days later, I was like hacking up everything and my head was swimming and I fell over. I didn't fall over, but I was like, just, I was in bed just flipping all blah, 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 blah. You know, not feeling well. Like, I don't get sick very often, but when I do, it's a motherload of sickness, and that's what happened to me. So, where the fuck am I going with this? What was I saying? Did I say something? I think I was just saying I was sick. So yeah, and then I didn't want to record intros and stuff like that because my throat was like, I'm talking like this. But I did record a podcast like right at the very beginning of the sickness, so there might be one that makes me sound really weird. I haven't listened to it yet, so that's what that is. What other topics do you have, Scott? Late podcasts, yeah, that's done. Sleep a little, fucked up dreams, good. Canceled dates. I wrote canceled dates. Here's another great thing. to go along with my whole social anxiety and depression thing, I think one of the problems that I have is I don't have a girlfriend yet. I'm saying yet because I'm still being pessim no, not pessimist. I'm still being optimistic because who knows? There's enough crazy people out there. One might just be like, "You look pretty." I'm like, "Oh, all right, let's go." but I don't know. It's getting really weird because I'm on dating sites and stuff like that because it's easier to just message people than ask someone out in a bar and then pretend to like not look at them the rest of the night. You're like, I have their number. Ha, I'll call them later. And then you're like, oh, they're still here. I somehow managed to, like, I do really good with conversations for a little bit. And then as soon as like I get four messages in, they just stop responding, which is really weird. I don't know if it's like just my creepiness finally is like, hey, I'm officially every single message is this is me. It's not like, oh, maybe it was a fluke. Maybe he just said weird things when he sent the first message. Like, yeah, not a good example. But maybe like by the third or fourth message, like, yeah, maybe he is insane, and then they just ignore me. But when I managed to do like, hey, what's up? Want to grab a dinner or a drink or something and hang out and talk? Like, okay, here's your number. Here's my number for you. They say. And they give it to me, and then I'm like, all right, we set up a date, and then it's like, then they cancel it that day, and it had happened 3 times in the past 3 months. I don't get it. So like, I'm all excited because I get to go on these dates, and then they disappear. The dates, no, they don't disappear. Like I'm not, I mean, they still exist. The people are still alive, and they're just not. With me, I'm not. I didn't. They're still alive. I don't want to say they disappeared. I don't want to make it like a CSI thing. Like, oh, it was their last scene here. No, they're good. I see that they come online, and I just don't. I just don't. They don't talk to me. maybe like one of them like found my podcast and like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He was. Yeah, she probably heard the trilogy of the Scott Ringer podcast where we had the bet, and then she's like, "I'm out." He was trying to go on a date with me at this time. Go away, sir. That's a funny thing too. The word "sir," I think I love that word. I love that word so much. Whenever I'm like, I'll talk to somebody, I'm like, "Oh, excuse me, sir," but I'll say it in a not serious way. Like I'll say it ironically, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'll say it. With the intentions of me making it sound like I get want to give them more respect than I mean to. So usually if it's someone like pissing me off, I'm like, and then they just do something stupid, like, excuse me, sir, what do you think you're doing? I just think it's hilarious. I use it more as a degradation. Is that right, the right word? I pretend to be smart and I just use words that I don't know if they're right. But I'll just call people sir all the time, and I think it's fucking funny. But apparently, well, guys don't mind if you say, hey, sir, like, ha, what's up? But if you call, that's what I use for guys, and I say ma'am, but I'll mean it like, like, oh, excuse me, ma'am, hello. Not in like the douchey fedora wearing, hello, excuse me, my lady. But like, I just love saying, like, ma'am, can I do this? Well, it turns out you don't call women ma'am at all. Apparently, it doesn't matter what age they are. If they're 89 or 24, if you say ma'am, they will hate you. I found that out when I was drunk a few weeks back. I mean it as a fun, like, because I don't get this with. I don't. Oh, okay. I don't want to sound like I don't want to sound like a guy who's like, I hate women, blah 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 blah. Like, I mean, I consider myself to be on the fence of feminism. I crossed over the fence. I'm like in the field a little bit, but I'm not like to the barn house. Is that how things work? When they're, I mean, everyone's like, oh, I'm on the fence. What fence? Where's the fence? What's the fence splitting up? Like, in other than the topics, like in the metaphor where you're like on a fence, on an actual fence, splitting up land. What is what land? What's the land? Is it just like a farmland, or is it like a city? Is there like is there half the world? I don't know, but I'm in my sense, it's gonna be like a fence between farms. Because whenever I think of fence, I always think of like they're sitting on the fence posts, like those wooden fences, like you see in the where they're like maybe like 4 feet high, and they got like circle logs that's standing up, and there's like two rungs, so they're easy to jump over if you want to, like or crawl underneath or you know it's a it's an e but like the posts are like big, so you can like you can sit on them pretty easily, either on the actual the posts or the logs between the posts. But in my mind, I imagine it. It's like, oh, here's the dirt road. There's a dirt road on each side, obviously, and then there's like the middle is a fence, and then a dirt road on each side, so you can drive down it if you want to, and then it's a field for a while, a ways, and then like, and then it's like a nice little farmhouse way out in the thing, and there's like a barn if you want to, and a windmill, why not? But then like behind it is like a big tree line, like a forest. And then I don't know what's in the forest because I never go that deep, but that's where all the scary stuff happens when people are way too left or right of a certain topic. But I'm just calm and collected and in the fence. I mean, in the field where I'm like, I don't want to reside here just yet. I'm not gonna put this as my permanent address, but I understand what is going on this side. So that's where I am with feminism. That I'm not living in the feminist farmhouse, nor am I in the woods where I'm hiding in trees and setting traps, bear traps and stuff. But I understand, like I get that women are treated bad, and but at the same time, there are times women overreact about certain things that I don't think they need to. And one of those things is when people call them like ma'am, like for instance, like oh, that's too old. I'm not an old woman. That's not nice. And I'm like, but if I and I've talked to girls who are like, or oh, here we go. I've talked to them where I'm like, oh yeah, I was with some like girls. Girls, I'm 28. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. I'm like, oh okay. And then I'll call like, oh, I was with these women. Like women, how old do you think we are? I'm like, what do you mean? And then if I call them lady, like lady. Whoa, and like I just don't I that's too picky. That's way too picky. You're female. You if I walk around I was with some females and like whoa, you mean fee females? I don't know what that you know what I mean. No you don't. You probably don't know what I mean. Like when they take like fireman, like fire woman. But then it's a woman's in there. I don't know. Man's I don't know, whatever. But where the fuck was I? Oh yeah, like I don't, yeah, like I'm on the side of feminism, but I just don't. Like, there's nothing I really go, whoa, no, women shouldn't be doing this, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to cover my tracks. I'm trying to backtrack, not backtrack, but like, I'm trying to make sure that I'm not very good at explaining my thoughts. In case you didn't notice over all these podcasts, I'm not very good at articulating what I'm trying to say. And usually on Scott Rinsher podcast, I try to articulate and people interrupt me. Then I'm like, oh, you didn't understand what I was going to say. But this is what happens if no one interrupts me. I just keep mumbling and rambling. But what I'm trying to say is I side with feminists, but not like the extremes. But then again, like I suppose that's everything. Like there's nothing I ever join on the side of extreme with. Like I don't think there's anything where someone's like, well, I'm like the hardcore this. No matter what it is, like even though like I'm hardcore Skittles, I'm like I love Skittles, yeah. But did you bury your dog in a box of Skittles? I'm like no, why would I do that? Yeah, exactly. And you know like there's probably some hardcore Skittle fanatic out there who like who buys horses and then like makes sure that they are make sure the horses are like well taken care of and then donates them to the Skittle factory to like. Here, you. This horse is the best horse I ever made. Use his body for the gelatin because it's the best, and I want the best for Skittles. That's that, and that's hardcore. Like that, I'm like, I'll eat them. I just won't eat the tropical ones because they taste like shit. But I'll eat Skittles. I love Skittles. Yeah, I can't think of anything that would be super hardcore. Like, I love this or I hate this. Because even like Duck Dynasty, I hate it. But I'm not going to picket it. You know, I'm like, there's nothing I would like just go out and picket. I don't think I would. Actually, there probably is. I mean, there's some extreme cases where like, you know, oh, your family got kidnapped. I'm like, all you gotta do is picket. I'm like, I would picket for that, obviously. But you know what I'm saying? I don't, there's nothing that really pushes me beyond the moment of like, you need to fight for this, Scott. And they're like, oh yeah, I guess it could. Where was I? So yeah, that's about dates that have been canceled. Holy shit. I don't understand my mind sometimes. It's just all over the board. But anyways, that's pretty much, I guess, yeah, so that's what's been going on with me. If you want, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you know about my other podcasts, the We Deliver podcast, the Scott Ringer podcast, and the Month of Movies podcast. And then of course, obviously this one, the Scott Does Stuff podcast. But if you want to email me any questions, any comments, whether you like it, hate it, what I could do better, what I could do worse, or any topics you want me to talk about, would you want to, because the Scott Does Stuff podcast is basically it's my therapy in a way, where I can just talk about whatever I want. The idea is for me to just to go all out and just talk about ideas that I have on certain issues, and I'll just do whatever I want with no filter, and no one interrupting me. So it just turns into a giant web of what the hell. If you have any topics, you can email me at Scott. Nope, that's wrong. You can email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. That's stuffbyscott@gmail.com. stuffbyscott. And then, yeah, if you want to go to iTunes and rate the podcasts or, you know, subscribe and whatnot, that'd be great too. I'm not gonna hound you for that, because I hate when you watch YouTube videos like, hey, make sure you like this and subscribe. And it's like, that's half the video. Really? Great. I don't want to make half the podcast like, hey, listen to this so you can listen to me talk about how you want me to listen to it more and stupid stuff. I still don't have an ending for this. Like, how do I have an ending? I'm gonna end it with a like a catchphrase or something. Hey, that's it. It's just hey.